Oil sands companies are constructing lakes. Yeah, constructing them from scratch to replace the wetlands that are being destroyed by mining. They're called compensation lakes, and there's a growing number of them across northern Alberta. Mark Posch has been studying them. He's an associate professor with the Department of Renewable Resources at the University of Alberta. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob.
So what exactly is a compensation lake?
So a compensation lake is a newly constructed lake that is built in cases where you have to offset large-scale damage that's done to fish or fish habitat. So the law in Canada, the Fisheries Act, says if you damage fish or fish habitat, you have to put it back. And in most cases, you need to put it back twice as much as you've taken away, because it's harder to build things from scratch than it is to keep existing. The interesting part is these type of projects are quite rare, because most of the time we're replacing small scale things. You're putting in a harbor or an artificial structure, and you're destroying a spawning bed. Then you put that spawning bed back and you make it twice as big. In this case, the compensation lake is built from scratch.
And how many of these fake lakes are there in Alberta?
There are about five right now. Each of them differs quite drastically in their design, but there are many more coming on board as new operations come on board.
And why are oil sands companies approaching reclamation in this particular way?
Well, it's the scale of the project. So because many of these mines are surface mining, you have to divert water that's in that area for safety reasons. And so the calculation that's done is that whatever has to be removed needs to be put back in some way. And because the scale is large, you end up talking about whole-scale systems.
Yeah, with complete fish habitats, right, created from scratch. How do they go about doing that?
Well, that's the challenge, right? The challenge is, in a way, we're playing God. We're putting what we think needs to be on the landscape. And the idea is, when the mining operations cease, that these lakes will be on the landscape, you know, for eternity for all Albertans to enjoy. And so the challenge, and what my group researches, is how do we go about doing that from an ecological perspective? So how do we build something from scratch that replicates something that we want and ensure that it's going to be there for, you know, decades to come?
And how do they go about doing that?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. So the engineering part is relatively straightforward. It's easy to engineer a lake, but it's difficult to start an ecosystem from scratch. And so that's what we've been studying. And initially, what you end up happening, as you would imagine, you start getting these, invertebrate blooms, and then you have the fish feeding off the invertebrates, and you can go through these boom-bust cycles, which is obviously, you know, not what we want. We want to have these self-sustaining populations, but that's typical of an early sort of ecosystem. And so companies need to monitor their lakes for many years to ensure that they're self-sustaining and doing what they're supposed to be doing. And so our research is trying to help provide science advice on how do you build these lakes better and ensure that they're going to be there on the landscape for many, many decades.
Yeah, you're focusing on one of the first reclamation lakes built by CNRL. Can you draw any conclusions based on your research so far? How long has this lake been around? How long have you been looking at it?
So I believe the lake was built in 2008. It was one of the first projects in the area. It's a 60-hectare lake. I believe it's 20 meters deep at its deepest, which in the area is quite deep. And the reason it was built that way was because some of the lakes in that area go through a cycle of winter kill. So they're shallow, they lose oxygen, and then the fish die. So this was built to be purposefully deep. Our research is going through its last year of funding, and so we've got several students on this project. And one of the things we've done is we've done a review of all these types of all restoration projects in fresh waters between Europe and North America. And we found some pretty interesting results. And one of them is that compliance is not really the issue. When we ask companies, or when regulators ask companies to do things, compliance is actually very high. The hard part is ensuring ecosystem function. So when we look at before and after, when we have those comparisons, how well do they function after they're built? And what we found is that ecosystem function is also only loosely correlated with compliance. So companies are doing exactly what they're being asked to do, but the science is not at a stage yet where we can build it so it's ecologically functioning the way we want it to.
What I'm hearing is that it's hard to play God.
It is, and we when some of the research that we've done it actually tells us where those gaps are. So building from scratch, which is not often done, as I mentioned, it's kind of because the scale is so large. Building from scratch is harder to do than working in existing systems. Wetlands are a lot harder to build than other systems like streams or lakes. And so some of the advice that we've provided is hopefully identifying those gaps so that we could build the science to help improve that.
Yeah, it's fascinating work. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. Mark, thanks for this.
Thank you, Rob. Have a great day.
Mark Poche is an assistant professor with the Department of Renewable Resources at the University of Alberta.